from the Director, Department of Health and Human Services, requesting authorization to extend the 2012 purchase of services contract with Our Space for the Behavioral Health Division.
Good morning, Director Colon.
Yes.
Good morning, Director Lucy.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. Ms. Lucy will give an overview of the report.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Based on, we have been here twice, Mr. Doherty says in the resolution, it's slightly wrong. It says we've gotten 6 months' worth of extensions in two different reports to extend the activity, to extend the contract with Our Space, because our number one priority was to continue to have peer specialists in place at the BHD. When the concerns came to me in writing, as you've well heard now, we had asked the Department of Audit. We took this extremely seriously. We wanted to resolve these issues. We took these issues seriously, as well as we take the role of peer specialists seriously. After reviewing the audit, I did not find anything in the audit which suggests that we should stop our contract with Our Space, given that the recommendations would be an expectation of Our Space, and that the recommendations would be implemented by BHD. I do sort of regret that we used the phrase in the second paragraph here, did not find any significant issues. I wanted to say that we didn't find any issues that said we should stop doing business with these folks, and I regret that use of that term. So it is our recommendation that we would extend our contract with Our Space for the additional 6 months, and it would be our plan to RFP this as part of the normal course of our RFP cycle this year. Thank you.
Supervisor Mayo?
Madam Chair, first of all, I'd like to make a motion to approve the extension. Second of all, there will be a 6 month RFP. After the 6 months, there will be RFP going out very soon, correct?
Be an RFP and part of our normal cycle, Supervisor, Madam Chair. Be a part of our normal cycle that would go out, and so that we would come back in December as part of the normal
so the RFP
process.
Will the RFP go out in September?
They usually actually go out towards the end of July.
Oh, in July. So will we have a copy of the RFP before, so we can see it before it goes out?
If you'd like, we could certainly do that.
I would like, because I want to make sure that we get it out. I also would like this organization look into some of the issues that have been brought and addressed by our audit team, because if those issues cannot be resolved, we should not really be doing work with them. But I'm going by your recommendation. Sometimes, you know, I don't agree with you.
That's true.
I will agree with this one, okay?
Madam Chair, if I might.
Yes.
We are fully supportive of implementing the recommendations brought forth by audit, most of whom are on us, as you've heard. In addition, we have received some suggestions from Ms. Beckert and others that have three additional recommendations. We're willing to move forward with those recommendations as well. So I do believe that we can move forward with this contract and then do an RFP, and we'll be moving forward with these recommendations in place.
Supervisor Harris and Supervisor Sanfilippo and Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I actually am not going to vote in favor of extending their contract. I have a feeling it will be extended because I'm just one vote, but I am really, really disturbed by what I've read in the the audit. And so I'm really concerned about that and will not be voting in favor of it. And that's my vote, and I have one vote, and I'm going to use it the way I want to use it. And so, you know, the sexual, the person that had those issues, I don't think should have been working with anybody. We should have made better judgment as far as looking into background checks and doing those. There should never have been any response that says we didn't know to do that and we're taking somebody else's recommendation when you're working with other people's lives that have mental health issues. So we need to take that very seriously.
Thank you, Supervisor Sanfilippo.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm wondering, has the department ever gotten any complaints, as far as the performance of the work or the quality of work that Our Space is doing?
in terms of the work that the peer specialists who are employed by Airspace are doing with our clients in BHD, no, there's not been any issues.
Okay. And if the contract is extended through June 30th right now?
Right.
Okay, so, I mean, if it were not to be approved ostensibly, would the project cease to exist until you were able to RFP and get the program back on again? And if that is the case, how long are you talking that we would be going without these services?
Madam Chair, Supervisor, if this were to not be extended, then by June 30th we would not be able to have peer specialists in our activities within the building at BHD. We would then do an RFP, and we generally provide 3 to 4 weeks for people to respond. Of course, there's no August cycle, so I would suspect that we'd be coming back in the September cycle for approval, and if there was a different, and then we'd have to figure out, and this is just off the top, sir, Supervisor, then we'd have to figure out if there would be some uptime. So I would guess, we would not be able to be back to having services until October.
Okay. This extension that was done for 2012, is this part of just an extending an existing contract that was part of the... When was the last time we RFP'd this work? Is what I'm trying to get at.
Supervisor, Madam Chair, as you heard, this was a program that's evolved, and actually, I believe it has never been RFP'd, and so this would be our first time doing that.
Okay.
Which we had actually told Ms. Lawrence we were going to do last summer. We said this would be the last year we're going to RFP this out the following year.
Okay. So is it fair, more or less, to say that this program was kind of developed then? Since 2004, when they took over, this thing has kind of evolved into where it is today. And the certification for peer supports is a relatively new process or procedure on the state's part as well, isn't that true?
Yes, sir.
Like within the last just a few years?
I would have to defer to one of the peer specialists, but I believe it's been within the last 5 years for sure.
Do we require or will we require in the RFP that we have certified peer specialists in the program?
I can't say that yet, but I believe that we will be leaning. I think that's probably true, that we will require certified. The problem is that not everyone is certified, and we have to think through about grandfathering in and some of those sort of issues.
Sure. Okay. Thank you very much, Madam Chair.
Supervisor Bowen?
Thank you, Madam Chair. My question is directed, was directed towards the RFP, but since this is the RFP process was never done, I guess my question is now directed to the contract that we had with RSpace. So in the contract, does it specify language around adequate grievance policies or whistleblower policies and around background check of employees?
Madam Chair, Supervisor, it did include the background check, but we had not put in the sort of what I would call internal issues related to that agency. It's certainly an area of learning for us and something we'll be including in our future contracts.
Ms. Lucy, can you refresh my memory? How many peer specialists are currently employed out at BHD and would be subject to layoff should this contract not go through?
I don't actually have that number in my... I believe there are... I'll see if Mr. Kubitschek. 12. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Supervisor Taylor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I guess I came in here today thinking I was going to support this after our conversation last night with the understanding that RFP was going to go out anyway for the next year. But, you know, throughout the whole process, everything I've read, it doesn't seem like RSpace ever really took any responsibility. Mm-hmm. And I've never got the feeling that they took any responsibility. And, you know, the first thing they do after they get a letter is lawyer up. That's kind of disappointing, but that's the first thing they did. Mm-hmm. Then on top of that, you go through the report, and even today you have the executive director come up there and say two things which kind of changed my mind. First was, this has been going on for 3 years and we have no idea. That's from your executive director. What kind of management is that? That's a concern that I have when I heard that. And then once again about distorting the facts or half-truths, normally when there's a bunch of issues brought to you, something you're responsible for. And here there was none taken, in my estimation. And so I was going to support this. I will not support this. It probably will pass. But I just can't do it.
Okay.
Thank you. Supervisor Stamper? Yes, everybody's making great points. Thank you, Chairman. But the clients are the most important thing here. So if we do not support right now, what's, like Supervisor Sanfilippo said, how long will the clients go without a peer support specialist? And how significant is that? And also, yeah, you got to change this, any significant issues, because I wouldn't address it like that. That's a little insensitive to me. You got, did not find any significant issues, so that needs to be changed immediately. Mm-hmm. And what
are
about the client?
That is an amendment. Would you like to amend the? Is that necessary? No.
Sorry, ma'am. It's in the report.
Oh, okay. All right.
Huh? I don't understand. What?
It's in the report, so it's you can voice publicly that you disagree with the wording, but it can't be changed.
It can't.
Well, Madam Chair, it's not the resolution, so it won't be going to the board as part of what, before the board. If they want to put it around the board, it should be.
Okay. So what about the clients? What will happen to the clients if the program stops in June 30th? Because I'm a little hesitant about supporting this too.
As Ms. Lucy stated, it would take them 3 to 4 weeks to draft an RFP. The RFP would then go out. We're on recess in August, so it wouldn't come through the August cycle. It may come through the September cycle, although we're talking about the wheels of county government here. So best case scenario could come through the September cycle, and possibly then whoever, assuming someone new would come in, because our space could still apply for the contract. If someone new would to come in, they would need time to get their office established and hit the ground running. It could be October, November. It may even be as much as the end of the year.
Okay, so the clients would be without service.
Yes.
Some
of our clients would be without jobs. That's the other side of the coin. When you're talking about peer specialists, you are talking about clients from all these agencies.
Right,
jobs.
Okay.
Did you have other questions, Supervisor?
Thank you.
Supervisor Bowen?
Yeah, I'll jump in. I'm not comfortable moving forward when there are obviously some serious things that need to be addressed, and we need to make sure that progress is being made, and we don't have proof right now at this moment that progress is being made. Mr. Hare did make a recommendation that we could have them come back to the committee with the report on progress, so I'd like to make a motion to.
Okay. Would you like a monthly report from now until the contract is renewed, or how would you like that handled? What time frame are you looking for?
Yeah, let's go with a monthly report.
Okay.
I think at this point we're just not in a position to stop these services, so I think the 6 months time frame gives us a good cushion.
Okay.
A little further than we might need, but it gives us a good cushion, and we continue the service, and we also make sure progress is being made
okay.
at the same time.
Thank you, Supervisor Bowen. So Supervisor Bowen would like to make a motion that we receive monthly reports on the with status updates on the recommendations in the audit.
Ms. Howe, Madam Chair, I'm sorry, I was spoken for it. It's in the resolution that language is on my 28-30. So
okay.
If Supervisor Stamper wants to
strike that language.
Submit an amendment striking that language. If I read it on line 27, it would just say, whereas audit released their final review of the art space issues in May 2012. And then maybe just end that clause, strike the entire rest of the clause there. It talks about striking the language, and the audit did not find any significant issues that would indicate that art space should not continue to provide peer support services to the HD through the purposes of the contract.
Okay. Is your, issue just with the term significant?
Yes, Manager.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, please remove that.
So you want to just remove the word significant?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah,
so Supervisor right. Stemper is offering an amendment on lines, I'm sorry?
It's on line 28 of the resolution, striking the word significant.
Oh, wait a minute. I want to say that there are issues that the audit. Okay, the audit release fund.
You want to strike the word not, right? This says they're not significant.
Right, the issues are significant.
Okay, so he wants to strike the word not and have it reflect that there were significant issues. Sorry, we'll get it together. Do you want to read it, Ms. Collins, for us?
It's kind of hard right now, but the point is the issues were found and recommendations were made. And if you want to continue with this resolution, that they will be addressed going forward. That's what I wanted to say.
Madam Chair, I might suggest that we just do a quick strike and rewrite a part of that that we see here. And
okay. Okay. All right. So, On the motion by Supervisor Bowen, is there any comments or questions on that motion? His motion is that we receive monthly reports back from the department and from our space in regards to the recommendation of audit, from audit. Supervisor Taylor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Would that also include the recommendations from that we received in a June 6th letter from Barbara Beckert and everybody else on that list? That would be 12, 13, and 14. Did you say you were going to implement those?
Madam Chair, yes, we do plan to implement those, but they're not part of the audit.
Well, I'm asking the maker of the motion, would you include those into that report of those being implemented?
Oh, including in the report? Yes,
yeah.
Yes, Supervisor, we could do that.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I got lost.
Supervisor Bowen accepts that as a friendly amendment that Ms. Beckert's communication would also be considered in the report back.
Sure, no, I don't know.
What?
Madam Chair. So I say, didn't you say there are certain items that you wanted?
She has three additional recommendations that I believe Ms. Lucy said that they were going to also have work on implemented, and I was hoping that would be included in our monthly reports that we get back here.
Okay.
That's okay? All right.
Everybody is understanding. Is there any objection to that motion or to that recommendation? So ordered.
Okay.
All right. I'll give Ms. Collins a few more moments to work on the on the amendment.
Why is she working on that? Thank you, Chairman. Because the good idea with the report, Supervisor Bowen, can you amend this resolution based on a report for next month?
No.
Why not?
You would have to amend. Well, because you can't amend a resolution that's before you now based on something that's going to happen next month.
Right.
You'd have to redo them, and you'd have to redo the resolution or redo something similar. Because actually, once the resolution passes, you can't do anything with it for 3 months. So, what's your thought process?
I want to get the report first before I make a vote on this. If that's possible, but if not, then I just make a decision today.
Right. Supervisor Stepper, what you could do is if after the report next month you're not satisfied with the progress that's being made, you absolutely could author a resolution asking that this contract be terminated.
That's within your purview. Thank you very much.
Okay. You also could, based on what you're not satisfied with, make recommendations for that as well.
Thank you very much.
Supervisor Harris and Supervisor Ball.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I personally am just disturbed by this whole process, number one. Number two, I think that, you know, like I mentioned, I'm really not in support of this, and I just don't think that it needs to take longer than whatever time frame we just gave. Well, I just think that we need to make a decision to get an RFP out and get this process rolling. I don't understand why it needs to take so long. That's just me. I'm really frustrated with this process. I think that, you know, we certainly need to look at these allegations very, very seriously. I understand it is impacting people's lives, and it impacts people's jobs. I get that, but what I don't get is that we are sitting here thinking we got to take so many weeks or days, and I'm wondering, is that a part of some ordinance that we have here in Milwaukee County, or what? Can we move this quicker? Can we move this process quicker?
What process are you...
RFP process. Getting a new contractor in here.
There is an RFP cycle.
So we have to go with the cycle.
Yes.
Also, Supervisor, the earliest that we could bring a recommendation would be September. Reports for the July cycle are already due. So we right. couldn't... In part, this is the August recess is part of the issue.
So then my next question is this. How often are our clients seeing their peer specialists?
We have peer specialists on each of our units every day.
Okay.
Is this an option? Can I extend the contract from June 30th to July so we can see the report? And then we can come back with this. Is that an option?
That is an option.
No.
It is an option based on whether or not our space is amenable to doing a 1 month contract with us. Ms. Lucy.
My concern would be, we certainly are very interested and will be very
amenable
and very aggressive about getting reports in on a timely basis. I believe that the county exec's office has had discussions with the chair to say that when a report is asked for at one meeting, it really was not practical to get it the next cycle. And so, and I believe she's shared that. So, again, we would be glad to give a report. We could give an informal report, but we couldn't give a and we would actually have basically the same issue, because at the end of July, we would, again, not have an option. Maybe if the time frame was a little different, but we don't.
No. We could give
you something in July, but we wouldn't have a full report in July. And at the end of July, we would have the same option, same situation, where we wouldn't have had time to do an RFP, so we wouldn't have an alternative in place on July 30th. We can be working on that, but we can't have one in July by July 30th. And by the July, I mean, as I said, the reports for the July cycle are already due.
Supervisors Bowen, Taylor, Mayo, and Sanfilippo. Supervisor Bowen, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Was it discovered of evaluation process to make sure that if residents or patients had concerns of sexual harassment or those serious type of concerns, that there was the opportunity for them to express so? Is there an evaluation process within peer specialists, within the PhD, let's just say, that if they were experiencing that they were able to express that?
Madam Chair, I'm not 100% sure how to answer that question, Supervisor, but let me just say this. We have a very aggressive and routine patient satisfaction surveys. In addition, we have zero tolerance for sexual harassment in our building, and so it doesn't matter if it's a peer specialist, a roommate, a member of our staff. We are very aware of those situations and are very sensitive to those. I believe our patients know how they can let somebody know about anything that is disturbing them in that way. And as, in addition, we have a full, very well thought out patient grievance policy that all patients receive upon entrance into the hospital. I'm not sure if that answers your question, sir. But
well enough. And
okay.
I think I'll also just state that I think these are definitely serious concerns. I'm looking at both sides of the coin, and we don't have proof from patients that these incidents occur. And I know the process from a smaller organization to a growing, bigger one, and going through more policies and protocols that weren't in place before, now have to be in place now. And I think mm-hmm. we as a community just have to make sure that that progress is happening. And if it's not, and if it can't be done, that we take the action necessary.
Absolutely, sir.
To protect our patients and our residents.
Thank you.
Dr.
Thank Chair. You. Supervisor Taylor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Ms. Lucy, if we start an RFP process like today, you start working on it, and then what's the soonest that we could get it back to this body for a decision to move forward?
The September cycle.
So, I mean, you could do month to month, but that would be kind of kind of difficult. Mm-hmm. I won't support moving forward with this with our space. However, you don't want to have a gap where there's no the clients aren't being served.
Okay.
And so, I mean, you could say let's start the RFP process now, not wait till September to send it out, and then have a start date. Would you do a start date for just the end of the calendar year, or would you have it continuing through the next year? How would that work?
Would depend on the will of the committee at the time, but I would hope that it would be that we wouldn't have to do it twice.
All right. And thank you.
Supervisor Mayo.
Madam Chair, I understand there's a lot of concerns and issues with the issues we have right now. I would like to know if Supervisor Taylor hit on the point where I was trying to go. Can we have this with instead of having a 6-month extension, can we have a 3-month extension to the end of September 30th?
Right.
Have the RFP go out and come back and with us some recommendations so we can make a decision in the September cycle or the October cycle. That's my motion, if possible.
The supervisor may have made a motion to extend the contract to September
31st.
Alex, what do you? Madam Chair, Supervisors, I just wanted to clarify that on a purchase of service contract, which this is, we cannot extend beyond the calendar year. So we could return to you with a recommendation in September for the remainder of this year, and then we would return to you in December for the contract for the following year, which is fine. I just wanted to clarify that.
Okay.
I wish to do that.
All right. So the motion in front of us is to extend the contract until September 30th. On that motion, Supervisor Sanfilippo.
Can we hear first?
Ms. Collins.
Just a process issue. I believe there was amendment 4 from Supervisor Stamper rewriting the whereas clause. I have that ready if you want to vote on it. And then
okay.
If you would like to do another amendment to amend the resolution from a 6-month contract to a 3-month, we can take that up and then the committee can approve it as amended.
Okay. All right. Do you want to read the whereas clause?
Sure. Okay, I'm just going to read what it'll sound like with all the strikeouts and underlines, but this is to replace the whereas clause on lines 28 through 30. Whereas audit released their final review of the RSPACE issues in May 2012, and although the audit identified a number of issues, BHD recommends moving forward with the contract while they work with the vendor to address the issues.
That's fine.
Okay. That would be amendment number one.
All right. Amendment number one. Is there any comments or questions on amendment number one? On the amendment, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Harris.
No.
Mayo.
Aye.
Sanfilippo.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Stanford.
Aye.
Taylor.
No.
Madam Chair.
No.
Four ayes, three noes. Amendment number one is approved.
Okay. I know. I understand that, but we have to, there's procedure. So now on Supervisor Mayo's amendment. Is there comments or questions on Supervisor Mayo's amendment? Supervisor Sanfilippo?
No, not. Well, just one quick question. This being a purchase of service contract, isn't it cancelable just on a 30-day notice?
Yes. Yes. I saw Dennis. Everybody's nodding. Yes.
Okay.
I didn't know if we had a 30 or a 90-day. We always have an out clause in all of our contracts. So, yes, it's 30-day.
So to accomplish the same thing, being able to, if we would issue an RFP and want to start it before the first of the year, we could do it anyway on a 30-day notice, but this doesn't tie us into having to deal with this issue exactly back 3 months from now. If it's impossible to resolve it at that point, we may not have a conclusive decision made on an RFP if, in fact, one has been let or not. So, I won't be supporting the amendment, and then I'll have other comments, but they are not germane directly to this motion.
Okay, great. Okay, so any other comments or questions on Supervisor Mayo's motion? Supervisor Bowen.
I just want to point out, thank you, Madam Chair. I just want to point out, I think when it comes to our department, and getting things done, we have to keep in mind this is two times the work, and also the process of putting out the RFP, bringing those in, going through the evaluations, and just that process is prolonged. I think we'd be stressing our Health and Human Services Department by doing it twice, and then doing it once in 3 months, and then doing it again by the end of the year. It's in our space's interest to follow what they're supposed to do and work with our audit department, making sure they're addressing concerns so our residents and patients are not at risk and that they're following the right policy. To do it twice just doesn't. I don't think it's in our interest. So to do it once, the right time, do it once the right way, at the end of the year, would just sound more feasible to me. So I would not vote for the motion.
Thank you. Supervisor Bowen.
If I could be clear, what would have to be twice is the contract. The RFP would be good for both contracts.
All right. Is there any other comments or questions on Supervisor Mayo's motion to extend the contract until September 30th, 2012?
So, Madam Chair, it'll be an amendment. It'll affect lines 32, 33, 34 in that clause, where December 31st will be struck, December 30th will be inserted, and then the amount of 43 to 48, just to be clear, will be halved.
All right. On Supervisor Mayo's motion, Madam Clerk, Amendment Number 2, please call the roll.
Harris.
No.
Mayo.
Aye.
Sanfilippo.
No.
Bowen.
No.
Stamper.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
No.
Three ayes, four noes. Amendment Number 2 fails.
Okay. All right, comments or questions for the directors
on the amendment or on the resolution as it is before us. Supervisor Sanfilippo, thank you for your patience.
Sure. I think the fact that we spend so much time on this shows that it is a very complicated issue here. And, you know, as I mentioned before, on the one hand, we have some very well-respected advocacy groups, many of which I have worked with on the Citizen Advisory Board, some of these very same individuals, so I respect very much their opinion. And while I've never met Mr. Dougherty in person before, his reputation is stellar in the community. For him to come down here says a lot. On the other hand, my experience with our audit department is I feel they have never led me astray in the past. The audit here is very good. The department is recommending that we proceed. I'm going to make a motion that we approve as amended, but with the warning that I think this is a clear indication that there are some issues there that have to be worked out, no doubt, with our between our space and really their employees. And to me, it boils down to there's an employee-employer problem here. I don't see any problem. Nobody has presented any evidence or any complaints about problems with the service being provided to the community, to the clients, that we are paying for. And so I don't see that, while that's an important issue, it should affect the contractual relationship. But nonetheless, the audit did have some recommendations. There's a few more made by Disability Rights. I would expect that, and getting the reports monthly, when this does come back to us, because it's very clear, I mean, there's a very distinct possibility our space could come back as the winner and be recommended to succeed in the RFP. Mm-hmm. And I think that we're going to have some very clear concerns and want to make sure these issues have all been addressed properly before we go down that road with whoever it is. A lot of these recommendations are going to be universal to whoever gets the contract.
Very good. I have a motion from Supervisor Sanfilippo to approve as amended. On that motion, are there comments or questions from committee?
No, I just had a
Supervisor Schamper.
Thank you, Chairwoman. I just had to add to the report. I want to see if you can put in a random survey to see how the clients feel about the service, and if you could do a random survey for the employees as well, and add it to the report, so we can read some of the comments from the people who are being served, since we don't know that. Thank you.
Okay.
Could I ask a clarification?
Yes, Melissa, please.
We can certainly, we do, as I said, a rather routine and organized approach to patient satisfaction. We can do some specific targeted questions about peer specialists. We would gladly do that.
Sure. Add them to the report.
And are you looking for us to talk to our employees or our space's employees? When you say a survey of the employees.
Our space employees and the people being served by our space.
Okay.
Thank
All
you.
Right. And we'll add that as a friendly amendment to Supervisor Bowen's request. If there's no objection. So ordered. All right. We do have a number of cards. Again, we have, please keep your comments to 2 minutes. I'm going to start with the people. We did have several people that wish to speak on both items 6 and 7. If I call your name and you feel like you've handled your business in item number 6, you can just let me know that you are done. And first we will have John Goodman from our space.
Yeah. Thank you, Madam Chairman, members of the committee. I am Dr. John Goodman, president of our space. I was the administrator of the Behavioral Health Division under Dave Schultz and Howard Fuller, and medical director for over 15 years in the county. I've been the principal investigator on grants from Healthier Wisconsin and the Medical College of Wisconsin to our space to develop peer support and the Crisis Resource Center. So I've had some experience with all of this. You've heard about the complaint. I'm not going to go through that again, or about the recommendations. I would say that the extensive audit, including interviews with several parties and over 20 peer support specialists, was undertaken. The report published in May shows that there is absolutely no irregularities to the basic complaints that were issued. Yes, you've all noted there are some things about the whistleblower policy, a few policies that need to be brought up to date or handled correctly. Our space has already initiated all of that. So the audit was a fair audit in my estimation, and none of the 11 complaints has any validity whatsoever. Ms. Lucy, as you've heard, has suggested that they go ahead with this project, continue on. I think it's a very dangerous and potentially extremely unfortunate thing if you take the advocacy position, disability rights, and go with that, because there is absolutely no evidence of any of the abnormalities or things that they suggested. So I really urge you to take Ms. Lucy's recommendation and to go forward for the next 6 months and then have it RFP'd in a normal course of events. Peer support was initiated in this county 8 years ago by our space. It is innovative, but because we are dealing with people with major mental illness who are recovering and returning to the workforce, it must be done very carefully. It works for most, but it doesn't work for absolutely all. It is an additional service in the broad spectrum of services. It must be carefully supervised. As a new endeavor, we, and myself included, have made a few mistakes along the way. We've even said that in several of these things. But as a new endeavor...
We've run out of time.
Yeah.
If you have your comments in writing, we're more than happy to make a copy of those for the committee.
I hope that this unfortunate event will not prejudice the committee and other committees from treating us, our space, fairly in the future. Thank you.
Thank you. John Carter from Our Space.
I have no comments, Madam Chair.
Okay. Thank you very much for being here. Melinda Prude. Belinda?
Yes.
Okay.
Hey.
Hey, good morning and welcome.
Hi, everyone. My name is Belinda Prude. I've been a PIS specialist employed by the Our Space since 2008. My appointment with Our Space began at the Crisis Resource Center. After 2 years of working at the Crisis, I went to work at a newly built Empowerment Village National Supportive Apartments. 2 months ago, I received a promotion as a LEAP peer specialist. I'm sorry, a little out of breath.
It's okay. Take your time.
I really enjoyed my new position because not only do I work with the residents at the apartments, but I have the opportunity to work with the peers and help them become the best peer specialists that they can be. The Fardell Supportive Apartment offers residents an opportunity to live independently in their community with support of their peers, okay, and to move forward in their personal journey of recovery. Over the past 4 years, my employment has been great with Our Space. I would not be as far along in my recovery if I weren't for the ongoing support I receive from my employers. Our Space has supported me through all of my ups and downs, and believes in my ability to succeed to make a difference in the lives of others. Being a LISA peer specialist at the Fardell Support Apartments is very rewarding. You see other mental health consumers advance in their recovery as well, and I look forward to continuing my employment with the Our Space and the peer support program. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Jennifer Medin? Medin?
I have nothing.
Okay. Joan Lawrence?
Yes.
response. You've got 2 minutes on the clock.
Okay. I don't have a lot to add to what I said earlier. We have made mistakes, and we are sorry. But overall, in 8 years of the program, I think the good outweighs the bad. When we had the Healthier Wisconsin partnership grants, which were three-year grants, we had an independent evaluator who worked for the medical college. And he interviewed clients, peer support specialists, and providers. So we have all of those evaluations that were done every 6 months for 3 years, which you're welcome to see, which I'd be happy to give the committee, which will tell you what did the peer support specialists say, what did the providers say, what did the clients say. And what they said is we were quite happy with the program, and it went up all the time. So we were improving our program. Again, we've been doing this for the last 6 months while we've been audited. You know, it's not like you're not going to renew us today, or you're going to renew us for 3 months or whatever. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me because we've been doing this. And we've been doing it well despite the stress of the audit. And all of this has been very stressful. And if you think today isn't stressful, it is. And that's really all I have to say. Thank you.
Supervisor Bowen?
Can
Ms.
permission
Lawrence?
From board chair to have Ms. Lawrence speak on the hiring of the employee without the background check?
Ms. Lawrence? Supervisor Bowen would like you to address the background check situation.
Do you want me to address the one situation or in general?
Supervisor Bowen, did you want her to address the specific situation or just the background check?
What is your general policy and how... How did this happen?
Generally, we do two background checks, actually. We do one background check before people enter our training to be a peer support specialist because it's an expensive training. It lasts 5 weeks. We always have more people than we can accommodate who want to be trained. So we try to rule out people who aren't appropriate right then. We then do a second background check at the time that we are looking at hiring, and because it's 8-10 weeks later, and things can happen. You know, we made one mistake that certain people certainly see it as a mistake in hiring the one individual. On the other hand, if you're going to believe in recovery in mental illness, don't you have to let everybody recover? And isn't this also a mental illness? This was a very unusual individual, and this was a very unusual case. And I wouldn't do it again. But Dr. Presby recommended him highly. He didn't say hire him. That's not Dr. Presley's job. He recommended him highly. He had references that recommended him highly. We didn't do this casually. We didn't do it to ignore the county. We made a judgment call. I've made 1,000 judgment calls in my years at our space. They haven't all been perfect. He did a phenomenal job. He was a trauma-informed care trainer for the state. It was only after people found out his background and harassed him that it became problematic, and he resigned because he wasn't getting his second chance. and I believe deteriorated because of it and reoffended. And the unhappy ending is he committed suicide 2 weeks ago. So, you know, our job as an agency is to promote recovery. The peer support program has given so many people new leases on life, whether they work or not. It moves them forward in their recovery. Not everybody who goes through the training even chooses to work. Yes, it was a mistake in that I ignored policy. Again, if you had known the individual, you might understand.
Supervisor Bowen, do you have anything further?
That's all. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Barr. Mary Neubauer?
Good morning, Madam Chair and Committee. The last thing I want to see happen is my peers not being able to work, and most importantly, individuals that are current clients or patients of the Behavioral Health Division to not receive services. That is the most important thing for me as a peer and as a peer specialist. And in clarifying, people work as peer specialists, certified peer specialists, not peer support specialists, a language technicality, but under state certification, it's certified peer specialists. And having people certified are very important. I look at, you know, looking at whether you support an amendment to extend this contract to the end of September and RFP it right away. I think there are some real valid concerns and major concerns of the audit, and I'm one of the signers of the letter, and I signed that very diligently and with great thought and a deep heart before I did that. And I do not want my peers to not be working, nor individuals not receive services. But it's a very serious matter, and I think it needs to be RFP'd as soon as possible.
Thank you. Beth Barazin.
Thank you. I ask that if possible, that you take the time to look at the audit very, very carefully, including the supporting documents that were provided to the auditors, where you will see evidence in the management's own words, direct emails directly to and from different levels of management from our space, that will evidence clearly that what they stated today is, many of their statements are false. They were aware of situations, particularly the safety concerns at United House. I have over and over and over presented this to different levels, and it was in Joan Lawrence's own words in here, it said security won't happen, the landlord won't pay for it. Another thing she says in this email here is, pardon me, I didn't realize I was going to be limited to 2 minutes. Otherwise, I probably wouldn't have boo-hooed before because it's the opportunity getting cut off. Okay, security won't happen. Cardinal won't pay for it. My subsequent email to her is that I humbly submit that this incident where one of our peer specialists got injured because residents were very upset and becoming very, very tense because there was no security in the building and it was getting more and more dangerous every day. And it, by accident, one of the peer specialists got hit in the face. When we would call our supervisor, there would be no minutes on the phone. It wasn't charged or he wouldn't answer it. We would then, you know, try to get a hold of Jennifer. Jennifer wasn't available. Please read the supporting documents. I also have one suggestion. Please let me make this as a second person, from the redesign and the MC3 initiative. in nursing homes, they appoint receivers. They don't just magically end things and people are unemployed. They appoint receivers or overseers to take over the day-to-day or to give suggestions or oversee what happens. I suggest that someone from BHD, particularly SAIL, who is a trainer in person-centered planning, or someone from the MC3 steering committee be assigned to our space to give them suggestions, to give them some advice on how to become more person-centered, more trauma-informed, so that these can be ameliorated. It's a win-win. We don't have to wait months to take action. The resources are there. Nate Ziegler is the head of the steering committee.
Thank you.
Please consider it.
Barbara Becker.
Thank you, Supervisor West and members of the committee. First, I want to thank you all for taking this matter so seriously and the good questions that you've asked today. I think what we've heard again today affirms what Supervisor Taylor indicated, that there's a failure to take responsibility. We heard from the board of the president of the board of our space, someone who I respect, but what he said is these 11 allegations have no merit. I don't see how anyone could read the audit and conclude that. We heard from Director Lawrence her explanation for hiring not just once but twice someone who was an offender. Now, it says in here in the audit report, and she indicates that BHG staff told her this was okay. Jennifer Whitworth denies recommending transfer to another facility and indicated she consulted our space on the requirements of Wisconsin's caregiver background laws and informed the executive director that our space had no room to apply judgment in this case. You know, the staff from BHD says they told our space what the law is. This isn't, you know, something where you get to make a decision based on your relationship with an individual. It's the law, yet there was still a decision to disregard this. We've also heard that this contract hasn't been RFP'd in the past. I think you have the opportunity here to send a message to the community that Milwaukee County has high standards for the contracts that we have for people providing services to vulnerable individuals with mental illness. So I respect all the discussion here today. I thought that Supervisor Mayo's amendment was a very good compromise because it would provide continuity of services. It means we would not lose peer support services, but it would let the RFP move forward. Our space can apply. If they address the concerns, they may have a very competitive proposal. Thank you.
Thank you. Peter Huffel.
Thank you, Madam Chair and Supervisors. Again, my name is Peter Huffel with NAMI Greater Milwaukee, and I very much want to thank all of you for all the discussions and thought that you're putting on this. I can tell that you take it very seriously, and it is very serious, and thank you for that. I also want to point out that I'm also a co-chair with Beth Barazin on the person-centered care of the adult mental health redesign. And I want to also point out that the Combined Community Services Board, who is appointed to have some oversight of this, as you heard testimony from the chair, who I believe said he was there for 30 years, unanimously recommended not to continue this contract. I don't think that they're put in their place just to be not weighed heavy, so I think it needs to be pointed out that they unanimously voted against it. I also want to point out my history in this, the Healthy Wisconsin Partnership Grant to train peer support specialists that our space got. I signed a recommendation for them to get that as the chair of the Milwaukee Mental Health Task Force about 3.5 years ago. I'm not sure the exact date because I 100% believe in peer support specialists and what work that they were going to build. The thing on evidence of change that I don't see, if my board of directors got a letter from DRW, Our Space, Independence First, Grand Avenue Club, Grassroots Empowerment Project, Mental Health America, they would not lawyer up and send lawyers to all those agencies. They'd come to me as the executive director and say, what is going on? You need to address these issues. We need to take them very seriously and start changing what we're doing. And I don't know if we've seen admittance and apologies besides maybe one or two words of apology, but evidence that there's actually change happening. And I think that we deserve that as a community, and I think the people they serve deserve that. I do not want to see any peer specialists lose their jobs. I hope that it continues. I hope that an RFP can be done as soon as possible. And I, too, think that Supervisor Mayo's recommendation was very good. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Molly Yoka.
Hello. Thank you again for listening to Mental Health America's position as far as this is concerned. We as well would echo that these audit concerns need to be taken seriously and that the RFP be expedited as soon as possible. We also very much believe that Supervisor Mayo's amendment could be a possible compromise so that peer supports could...
I just want to clarify that Supervisor Mayo's amendment is no longer on the table. We've already voted. And so that is not the option that's before us.
Oh, I understand. I guess I'm secretly hoping that it could be reamended. but thank you again for looking at this time. Please consider an expedited RFP.
Jason Monty? No? Okay, he's gone. All right. Is there any other comments or questions from the committee on the subject? We have been on it for only 2 hours. any last comments or questions? The motion before us is a motion for approval as amended by Supervisor Sanfilippo. The amendment offered earlier by Supervisor Stamper adds the language that Supervisor Bowen had requested, and we will receive monthly reports on the progress being made that will be overseen by audit. The Department of Health and Human Services, and by our space. It also includes the recommendations made in the communication by Ms. Becker. On that motion, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Harris?
No.
Mayo?
Aye.
Sanfilippo?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Taylor?
No.
Madam Chair?
Aye.
5 ayes. 2 noes. The motion to approve this item as amended is approved.
Okay. Thank you very much.